It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Cloud is outperforming, but by how much? And Vegas doesn't pay out this time. What does it mean? This is the Business of Tech. It's not all gloom and doom out there. Synergy Research Group's data reveals that, quote, across four key cloud service and infrastructure market segments, operator and vendor revenues for the first half of 2020 reached $187 billion U.S. dollars, and it is likely annual spending on cloud services could double by 2024. Cloud-associated markets are growing at rates ranging from 10% per year to well over 40%, and we forecast that annual spending on cloud services will double in under 4 years, said John Dinsdale, a chief analyst at Synergy Research Group. Why do we care? We care because of the link between performing providers and the cloud. In the data we discussed back on August 25th from Service Leadership, they found that the best-in-class providers grew cloud revenue by 18.2%, while the median and bottom saw no change. The obvious statement? The best-in-class providers are following the acceleration. My provider of the future model focuses entirely on the cloud, and this is why. All of the growth and acceleration is in the cloud space. New businesses would go only cloud. It's those with a legacy that would need to move faster. I didn't include it in the news, but I'll reference it here. There's some data for small and medium businesses in New Zealand put out by Cisco, and I've included a link in the show notes that speaks right to this. 88% of New Zealand SMBs polled say that digitalization will help to build their resilience, and 94% have relied more on technology during the pandemic. You know that's useful in any market, because that's the why of this investment. From Business Insider, quote, last month, Las Vegas's largest public school district announced that a hacker compromised some of its files using ransomware and was holding the files hostage while demanding a ransom payment. Now, a hacker has published files containing students' grades and personal information after school district officials refused to pay the ransom, end quote. And while we're covering ransomware, Universal Health Services, one of the largest healthcare providers in the U.S., has been hit by a ransomware attack, leveraging the known Ryuk ransomware. A notable quote from the story. It is sad to see that despite hackers' claim to stop healthcare cyber attacks during COVID-19 crisis, such attacks still take place, said a VP of product management for an IT security firm. Why do we care? The reason we care is the quote from the threat analyst interviewed. Ransomware attacks happen for one reason and one reason only. They're profitable, Callow told Business Insider. The only way to stop them is to make them unprofitable, and that means organizations must stop paying ransoms. That is the key takeaway today. Position yourself and your customers with that goal in mind. You won't have to pay. You want to be in a position so that you don't have to pay, and that's why protections matter. You should assume it will happen, and you want to ensure you minimize any damage and you don't have to pay. The other portion of this is to make it so hard for them to monetize to minimize the exposure, because the criminals are proving they will follow through on the threats, and extortionware is likely the next escalation. My continued push for zero trust as the approach is because of exactly this. If you minimize the surface area and the access allowed, you minimize what can be released. I also must comment on that other quote. You're bemoaning that those who are violating laws and holding hostages aren't keeping their word? I didn't name the individual because it's frankly ridiculous, and to be in cybersecurity and act this way is irresponsible. I'm not surprised one bit that criminals behave this way. And if this is the reaction, no wonder we're losing. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again with more news and commentary tomorrow.